haven't done any of my old work preparing for this week. So instead of doing my own, I think I'll follow in the sort of policy we have here in promoting all languages and listening to the spoken word in all languages. And I'm going to do a short piece from probably one of our greatest modern Irish poets, Sean O'Riordan. And he's got a very famous and very slim volume called Brosna, which means scattering. So I'm just going to do two very short pieces tonight. The first one is called Eishtakun, and what this poem is about is how radio and communications can deafen people and make people mute. And he talks about this, and he also blames people like clergy and powerful people and so forth who want to try and quieten people who might otherwise use the Irish, and very much people who think with the head, where he sees it as a language of the heart and about art and about history and continuity. Tán slua bower don chana gaelga, a chlushum on radio a lowert a nocht. It's time she eata in eishtach cún, I lár na bowra bair leishtig. Eishtach na bowra is I, is lehna, is le gach clus, clus na tua, clus na clara, nisi gan shelebori. Clus an tara hishtacht. Vulma le heid hart eishtahe fad. Baura ag eishtacht, balava ag laurt, ur laura balav is eishtacht baur. Is me eig a fur an tiana shal gwinga, ach gbrach ni aiach si eig an ainane. Ke linnik I ar fionri, Dar Love Darug Anyona. And the second piece is called Colin, and this poem was dedicated to his friend who was a sculptor named Seamus Iwelku. And the poem is about the sculptor's son, who is the godchild of Sean O'Riordan. And he talks about how the child who's just 1 year old and who spends a lot of his existence crying. And he talks about the fact that he's going through a long life, and some of it will be crying, but a lot of it is being who he will be, growing in strength, embracing life and so forth, and having a lot of choices to make. And he says that, you know, maybe you might follow your father and be very artistic and do sculpture. But he also says at the end that, you know, don't make up your mind, or don't make people make up your mind for you, because there's so many options and there's so many possibilities. Cullen, the Cullen Machemus Ivoraku Delavore. Buon gul a Cullen the Chiol, a Chiron and Dior the Dish. Ti blean ar an sail a nox, is the hugish le gul 3D. A chulam chianta fad of roin, lig lumsa, dahar bashti, the liad fain, an eid kushlesh, the obion saul fain, nur na fatish. Kati mion a vic gafoil, forcing your le himat spleen. Ni hunnin is an brown duck, a chum dahar an clock is creer. Ni nor doing ve, ni unga foil, ni feather rib aum faru. Bein kion ar an mion I dort, don mion I mion is gnafu.
Next up we have Anita Davey.
Okay, this is called, this is one I wrote in my 20s. Sleeping Beauty. I watched you trim the hedge, like the prince in Sleeping Beauty, holding the brambles back as I passed. What did you do to the rhythm of your feelings? His word, tempering sense. Out in the light of dawn we were, up the weeds, down with the hoe and the useless undergrowth, still, under the lurid light of sunset. Watch it, for here is the stuff that makes dreams. Hope, watch it take on shape, like a girl's body, take on woman's form. Hope the new reality I had never dared to believe, because I never thought, with no illusion. You let me dream impossible dreams, awing dissidents into silence, encapsulating love for visionaries. Now I know that even if I let go of my princess hand, it will still stand, and will still walk tall.
Next up we have Green Bucket.
Sorry, we had a bit of a cold and I didn't know it yesterday. But it's called Failure of Recognition. You walked into the store today, addressed all aspects of the weather, purchased milk and rashers, claiming to be 50% better than before. I could not place your face, but you have been somewhere in the sea of faces in the wave of black. I'm not sure if you placed me either. I've been returned to the wrong aisle in your mind. So many seasons since have been spun and cut down. You keep on weaving, unraveling like the spider's kind, until nothing's left. He had fallen with the coin. And you had been somewhere in the sea of faces in the wave of black. Not when the chaser failed to chase away the absolute brain freeze, though, or when the shock stopped hearts the moment to bring me close to bother, that you sucked tea and flasks with on a hay bale homestead, and when I came to bring sandwiches, you told me I'd grown taller, and I smiled proud as punch. I looked at Daddy to see if he was too. Yes, you have been somewhere in the sea of faces in the wave of black. I still see a soul there, me coughing out the haze of pain, but deep strung checkouts await me to his death, like the hospital machine with a blows and thumb in his life had he had the chance. But we had slept in through the alarm bells we didn't know were set, and had gone off so soon. And I catch my breath when I look at you a second time and see that you had been somewhere in the sea of faces in the waves of black. It's very grey now, hard to see you in this altered light, but it had been black then, blacker than the word black, much, much blacker than any cold, blacker than the night skies yawning, blacker than the bullet nothing, and blacker than these last drops of midnight oil in my mind that try to fill the white page, only to find it soaks into a swill of soggy tissue, illegible to ghost and child. And you are somewhere in the sea of faces in the wave of black. This is actually a Josh Ritter song, like it's my kind of ode to electric picnic, and I just really like it. So it's called Thin Blue Flame. I became a thin blue flame, polished on a mountain range, and over hills and fields I flew, wrapped up in a royal blue. I flew over Royal City last night, a full fighter on the horns of the new moon's light. Jesus' ghost I saw the war time tide, the Prince of Denmark's father still unquiet. And the whole world was looking to get drowned, trees ripped, shaking themselves at the clouds. I looked over curtains and it was then that I knew, only a full house going to make it through. I became a thin blue wire that held the world above the fire. And so it was I saw behind, heaven's just a thin blue line. If God's up there, he's in a cold dark room, the heavenly hosts are just a cold dark moon. He bent down and made the world in 7 days, and ever since he's been a walking away, mixing with nitrogen in lonely holes, where neither seraphim nor raindrops go. I see an old man wandering the halls alone, only a full house going to make a home. I became a thin blue stream, the smoke between the sleep and dreams, and in that clear blue undertow, I saw Royal City far below, boarded soft with refugees, streets with swimming with amputees. It's a Bible or a bullet they put over your heart, it's getting harder and harder to tell them apart. Days and nights and the night for long, beating hearts blossom into walking bombs, and those still looking in the clear blue sky for a sign, get missiles from so high they might as well be defined. Now the wolves are howling at our door, singing back vengeance like it's the joy of the Lord, bringing justice to the enemies, not the other way round. They're guilty when killed and they're killed where they're found. if what's loosed on earth will be loosed up on high, the hell of the heaven we must go to when we die. Where even Laura begged tidings for vengeance, please. The fat man is crying on his hands and his knees. Back in the peacetime he caught roses on stage. Now he twists in decision, takes bourbon for rage. Lead bullets peppering aluminum, halothan, laudanum and opium. Things kissed behind me, this poison cup, his winding sheet is busy winding up. In darkness he looks for the light that's at his side, but you need faith for the same reasons that it's so hard to find. And this whole thing is headed for a terrible wreck, and like a tragedy, that's what we expect. At night I make plans for a city laid down, like the hips of a girl on the spring-coloured ground. Spirals and capsules are the twist of a script, streets named for heroes that could almost exist. The fruit trees of Eden and the gardens that seem to float like the smoke from a lithium dream. Cedar trees growing in the cool of the square, the young women walking in the portals of prayer, and the future glass buildings and the past and a dress, and the weddings in pollen of the wine bottomless, and all wrongs forgotten and all vengeance made right, the suffering birds put to sleep in the night, the future descending like a bright chandelier, and the world is beginning and the guests in good cheer. In royal city I fell into a trance. Oh, it's hell to believe there ain't a hell of a chance. That word. I woke beneath the clear blue sky. The sun had set, the breeze was by. My old hometown and the streets I knew were wrapped up in a royal blue. I heard my friends laughing out across the fields, the girls in the gloaming and the birds on the wheel, the raw smell of horses and the warm smell of hay, the cave is electric in the heat of the day, a run of three sisters on the flush of the land, and the lake with the diamond in the valley's hand, the straight of the highway and the scattered out hearts. They were coming together, they were pulling apart, and angels everywhere were in my midst, in the ones that I loved and the ones that I kissed. I wonder what it was I'd been looking up for, when heaven is so big there ain't no need to look up. So I stopped looking for royal cities in the air. Only a full head's gonna have a prayer. Only a full head.
Brilliant.
Spoken in the voice of a wagon that I remember on a relative's farm in Louisiana, the deep south where I'm from. The old wagon's prayer. May the stock be ever filled with good hay. May the morning sun rise gold and moist air. Let there be strong hands to guide me each day. I pray that you will shield me from my age, Maker. Cast me not into disrepair. May the stock be ever filled with good hay. Comfort me now as my paint peels away, my axles break and all my wheels are worn bare. Let there be strong hands to guide me each day. Be near me, great shaper, show me the way, after the drought and the death of the mare. May the stock be ever filled with good hay. Fill my empty space where children once played. The fields are empty, the dog sleeps elsewhere. Let there be strong hands to guide me each day. These the lines my wheels wear in clay. Crafter, life giver, please always be there. May the stock be ever filled with good hay. Let there be strong hands to guide me each day.
Thank you, Michelle. Next up, Tina Magus, Mary O'Connell.
Well, I just changed this today, and apologies to any Americans who might be offended. Shall Sarah pale into insignificance? When his confidence was failing and Republicans were glum, McCain called on Sarah Palin, though she's just a hockey mom. He went north up to Alaska, found a tick pool in disguise, pulled the rug out from Obama. Almost the hell of a surprise. Bristol's boyfriend is a redneck. They've been playing fast and loose. Now he's got the poor girl pregnant while her ma was shooting Luke. If she shatters the glass ceiling, she most likely uses a gun. Keeping track of her five children should provide a lot of fun. Known as Sarah Barracuda, and a pageant queen to boot, she has rooted out corruption in a zeal to find the truth. But she may have made a blunder when she fired her sister's ex. Now she's being investigated, and she may need to change her sex. Just a heartbeat from the White House. Can she really stand the pace? With such limited experience, what new horrors will she face? I feel sorry for her party, as they're in a double bind. That hunting, fishing, small town gal is a woman with a mind!
Put a hard act to fire, Jen. Jennifer Rabiot.
You're my favorite person ever. Well, I can't do nothing like that, so don't be quick enough, right? but this is ugly. It's a poem about the state that I come from. That I've been trying to write for ages, so it's just beginning. But there are a few things you should know. It's actually about the Mississippi River. And a couple hundred years ago, there was an earthquake so big that it reversed the flow of the river, which is the biggest one in North America, I think. It actually reversed the flow of it. And then nowadays on the river, we have gambling is illegal in Missouri, so they ain't godly, right? but there's a loophole between the state jurisdiction whereby on the river the same laws don't apply, so we have gambling books on the Mississippi River because the laws don't apply there. and the last note is that for some reason I write as an evangelist even though I'm agnostic, so maybe pain can help me psychoanalyze. All right, okay. It's called Catfish, which is a really ugly river fish that we all and it's delicious, you fry it in cornmeal. That tastes good, right? Okay. I'm going to stop the answer to this. Alright. Catfish are for unlearning. Unlike that venerable salmon that muscles upstream in clear, productive purpose. No. This fish slogs through the huge, muddy veins of the gateway around which people settle to settle, where the body of more than one musician plunged after pausing at the green breast of the west and turned inward again. Catfish can't see through the muck, and they don't patrol borders to the underworld. Although that fault exists, believe me, 200 years ago, it reversed everything, upstream and downstream, and the hellions got into heaven in confusion, which explains a lot. Like those converted riverboats with their neon stretch marks, floating misery pits which could sail through the eye of a loophole. Electric nonsense above ugly, earthly bodies. Lost emotion below. Instead of nipping fingertips, catfish negotiating, they submit, they lend their bodies to cornmeal, saccharomyces, muddy eyes, clipped whispers, the whisper of sinners, waiting it out.
Sorry, last thing. I'm almost done. Paul has a really lovely website called ovium.ie about tonight, and I've been interviewing the guest poets. And they're posted on the website on the front page. So if you visit the website, the tubes that creep the internet.
you'll see guest posts, including Robin Williams, once we get the interview done. Thanks.
They are really amazing interviews. You should check them out. They're, yeah, cards. Check them out for yourself. Next up, Aoife Morgan.
This is a really short poem called She Carried Her Book in Her Hand. Just the shadow of a ghost, a crack in a dark hole, like a black hole in the night sky, like a flight in summer wind. A lonely girl, she carries her empty chest. From room to room she walks, with sense of purpose. She goes unseen and never heard, a face that drowns, a body, a voice that talks, a body still in avoidance. Her feet move lightly on the ground, afraid of bruising the concrete below. When face that looks and says hello, will leave a little spark in her heart. Just an autumn leaf in the mud, a blade of grass on the end of the tree, a name called that's not your own, like a napkin on the floor of wedding party.
Next up, I'll get it right this time. Nicole Lefebvre. Nicole Lefebvre.
The bed, unkempt and empty, brown as the sunflowers that fade with summer. In the dirty mirror, there's a photo of you, hiding behind that white pillowcase. I keep it to remember your once long curly hair. And I go to school in New York City, usually, so this is kind of like a stab at the financial district where I live and don't live in Montana, but that's fine. Called Thumbing Through Wall Street. You wait in line to ride the conveyor belt through an automatic car wash, like a famously aloof CEO, too proud to be seen with a bucket and hose. At least you can still pretend the oversized rags that slap your car clean are really giant squids underneath 70 waves. The sound of 800 million Swedish kroner shuffling its way to a Swiss bank account reminds us all of an unfaithful husband plotting to fake his own death and disappear into a faceless crowd with only a Viagra prescription to remind us of the past.
Thank you, Joel. Next up we have Niall Herriot.
Thanks, Robin. That was fantastic earlier on. It was really great. And some of the things you addressed, I know too, the dark, for example, I mean, probably some other people in this room too. So when I was going through the dark, meditation helped. And this one was, I was actually living in Connemara at the time, after the breakup of my marriage, quantum feeling. Prone on my back, tussock cushioned beside a Connemara shore, soaking up the warmth of the elusive sun. Particles of my being vibrate, respond, and seem to resonate with the soft mist of the sea spray, the crystals in the granite, the photons of the light beams that suffuse my very depth. No need for explanations, just feel the resonation of the quarks. Sometime after that recognition and in my reincarnation poem, I don't take reincarnation really seriously. It's partly tongue-in-cheek, but strange things happen when you get into this sort of a world view of things, you know, about reincarnation. Thousands of years, I think I have known you. Were you in Atlantis when faraway melting ice caps brought turbulent seas frothing the door of your mansion. And the earth vomit spewed fiery in the dark that night to overwhelm the golden age. Was it you I tried to save? I feel I might have known you in Akhenaten's Egypt, our fascination shared in Sphinx and Pyramid may soon be everyone's fascination, with the unearthing of the Atlantis link in the hidden chamber beneath the sand. Were we among the keepers of the ancient secrets? I'm told I was a Roman general laying waste to Gaul, who had a kind of Pauline conversion and deserted his troops to make amends to conquered peasant farmers, and that it's in my karma to work with the fruits of nature. Till in my spirit's evolution, the arrogance of power and desecration of Gaia is thoroughly dispersed. Were you one of those Gallic peasants? I was never a peasant, you say. We could have been monks together in some medieval monastery, perhaps all members of a single group soul. And I wonder if our shared aversion to organized religion is perhaps an echo from those cold, cowled days of asceticism and sophistry. Was it you I tried to save in the famine? Vivid pictures and dreams have troubled me of an anguished man huddled with ragged family while the peelers and redcoats batter down the door of a wretched Mayo hovel, banishing these poor folk to their fate. We share a healthy suspicion of authority and a sense of social justice. And what about the present life? It seems we've followed each other halfway around the world for half our lives before we met. Seems I just missed meeting you in your house in Sandy Cove while visiting a friend there. At one time, unknown to each other, we were in Manchester together, and in London, East Africa, Egypt. You finally tracked me down in Kitsuma in the mid-90s. Some phantom woman came between us there, and then an not-so-phantom one, angelic in name but not in nature, an arch creator of chaos. Then, with a new ice age closing over me, in Westport you decided to rescue me from the freezer on the quay. No wonder I recognize you. Thank you.
We're going to be sad to miss him. It's been wonderful to have him. And it's good news for him that he's not going to be around for a while. Mr. Louis Montetti.
Thanks very much, Paul. A couple of very short ones. Grandchildren. The pain in the shoulder, the ache in the hip, dissolve into bright warmth of summer laughter, as grandchildren by their being apply salve to an accumulation of wounds. This is out of season, but I grabbed these down in the car between the workshop which is here and coming back up. Walking in a wood at Christmas. Today I walk with Jacob on my back and know the feeling of that shepherd who, draped with lamb around the shoulder, gazed fondly on the manger. The stance of strength, the glow of warmth, to think that infant too may sit upon a shoulder and claim the heart that swells with care, and in his turn an infant nurture to bear the line, secure the future. Tenderness. There is a simple tenderness in love of children, an unselfishness not found in that desire, which in discomfiture we term romantic love. Be tender then and treat the fair one of your yearning with all the care and feel for frailty and easy harm you bring to fostering the slender stem of youth. I've got two that are a bit longer, Paul. Have I time to read both of them? Not very long. Starting to grow old, for Michael. You seem to look at me and think, what is it to be growing old? Well, it is hard to say. As hard for me as wondering what churns behind your days of calm content. Not as forbidding as once it seemed, It has cured my dread of flying, calmed in the flaming fire, healed the fear of dying, but not just yet. Not for 30 years or more, for there is much to tell that I don't want to leave untold. I want to set it down to ease the way for you and yours, and all now starting out. I want to see the sun and feel the rain, and breathe the air once more, as fresh as then when out again after childhood sickness all was unearthly pure. If I can stave off illness, compress it to the last, I will be happy to be old, painting signposts for you as great and strong and brightly bold as you are sure to be. And if the winds of fate should blow them out of line, I look up from my new place and gently ease them back. And this is the reason I wanted to read four words. This is the other side of children. Penance. My grandchildren, Edmund, Jacob, Oscar. To he who wiped his finger on the bathroom wall, I wish a ghost from Dante's hell would come and hold the corner and beckon him to follow without Virgil as a guide. What a monstrous minotaur to drag him down to service. Malabalgia is the stinking pit so proper to this turd. He shall languish there forever with that pit putana ties. Slave to her of such bad sex and foully shitty nails, whose malady was such that she could never again sit. As so tellingly described by Alighieri, hero poet. In that splashy, sploshy pit of excrement so stinking, that the eyes of all their sinking are streaming wet desire, to cut from skulls offending smells, spit from mouths that taste disgusting of the crust like that with which he marked the bathroom page. And that there he'll retch forever or slip down even deeper to white flames of the night circle held for traitors to their patrons. There to meet the able bub whom I'm sure he will bamboozle with his look of tender innocence, even ignorance of sin. Well, he may bamboozle the able, but he's not dodged that inferno, so intensely blazing as to fast evaporate the already molten sun. There he'll scream for quick return to the relative soft supper of the steaming acrid stench of loosely voided bowels. But Satan's hateful devils that perambulate like monkeys with blind malice in their eyes and evil forks within their fists will nudge and prod and trip him and flay him with their tails, while with evil four-pronged goads they strip the roasting flesh from he who wiped his finger on the bathroom wall.
Your grandchildren must be terrified,
huh?
Next up we have... What you doing?
Mr. Seamus Harrington.
Oh, yeah, it's loud round. Mr. Seamus Harrington.
Pegasus. Hearts merge to enchant. Then Zeus, he is gone. In one lightning bolt, blowtorch sheet metal. Pre-dawn, I return to spot stars on his flank. Hippocrene shod, wind brushing through north. Crow's nest. Stopped at a red light that bright winter's morning, he caught my eye across the intersection. In stony silence, there he stood, facing to my left, on top of the signal pylon, a noble eagle on gatepost, sentry on duty. Whatever the reason, if any, perhaps a slight click in the thin casing of his perch, or an offshore gust of northeast trade wind which set his tail in a quiver, but suddenly this sharp figurehead above the frozen wave of traffic swung round 90 degrees to port and stamped a right claw as though to snap out, "Ten Shun!" Just then, the lights changed to green. Sunroof, just a shade open, six beakers blaring, be glad to escape. Heron on duty, gazing in to his likeness, image of Cobra. And I think Paul was very sad to see fun made of Daniel O'Donnell. Big hit in Australia. He's very big down under.
I'll rush up tomorrow and I'll buy you
five glasses enlarge, lead lights reveal, compass concurs, surfers reboard, harbour enfolds, winches recoil, rudders divert, seagulls gyrate, fenders defend, cargoes discharge, trawners retail, topsides rehose, netting re-knot, sailors regale, forecasts absorb, galleys entice, skippers equate, kettles proclaim, schooners decant, legends relate, deadlines discard, outboards retilt, dry glasses reduce, textures contact, punters pontoon, potters rebate, divers divest, shrimpers unpot, canoes recanute, ladies restroke, grapnels ungrapple, sheetings uncleat, jet skis detest, circus loud hails, railings restrict, slipways congest, trailers uncouple, bylaws adhere, forklifts, forklifts frequent, heron hijacks, show-offs breaststroke, painters retouch, seacocks reseal, ensigns, ensigns referral, anglers escape, charcoals depict, sundries restash, poodles repaddle, tankers refuel, tourists day trip, grey seals re-snatch, lake ice replenish, chandlers re-quip, bilge pumps re-gush, logs to update, yawnings recover. And at the break of the workshop, they're about 9:10. Tonight I scribbled these four lines because it came out of something we were dealing with earlier on. Once more, it turns torture, without a single bubble, dancing past my transom, a fairy liquid bottle.
Thank you, Charles. Next up we have Eugene Crowley.
On Chuck Moore, Cashlan Nabut, Crinu Nakarda, Dilta Gasula Arzan.
Maybe you and Margaret or Eugene for being so short at this point. We've got quite a few left. Next up, Marion Casey. Didn't she tell me Eugene she was here?
She was.
No. You think she put someone into the middle?
She was.
Yeah, you said Marion Casey to me. I didn't hear. Next up, can we have Mr. Nick Barry?
Just when I was on holiday 2 weeks, and I was relaxed when I got back, and I walked through the street tonight, and I was firm and I thought, Irish people are so wound up and stoned, don't know how to relax. spacey about that.
You're dead right.
I take a step, but my foot's away. I see the sun and I feel cold. World's flow is grains of sand, through my dialogue, just like through my hand. I have a meal, but I'm too scared to take a life. I may be lost in a world I never know, where I walk in children's hands and travel. The modern world is making me ill. I saw a boy on the street who hurt himself with metal through his face. Irony is, tomorrow it may be razor blades when his attempt to impress fails. The modern world is making him ill. And the second one is a song by a band that I like. I was thinking of after a conversation that I had with Jim about religion. And I thought I'd read it.
Hello,
hello, hello. This is the Lord's Lord. Can you hear? Hellfire and damnation is what I got for you down there. Mm-hmm. On earth I have ambassador, Archbishop Peter Pope. We bind with morality, you best abandon any hope. I'm telling you to pray, because you were born in sin. Right from the start we sealed the cell and then we lock you in. Be exactly who you want to be, do what you want to do. I am he and she is she, but you're the only you.
Shirking comfort. The battered old lady putted her way out from the harbour, slippery steps that fed her daily, retreating into the quay wall. A half hour delay facilitated another disappointing stare, and the assembling slipstream of gulls coughed in agreement. We were Woodstock's aftermath, huddled on the port side of society, hippies as they would often refer to us. Ahead was that the morning mist was losing itself over the island scallop. Slosh, 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 we ploughed the snapping waves. It was on holidays now, no sun, no crowds. No trouble, just two non-swimmers diving into another dirty weekend. this is a new one actually. From a week's holidays in Tramore when I was 10. It's called Tip-Topping. Days inside the dark low door where the plates of baby beetroots seem to set themselves a place at every meal. Of warm milk and clocks that time ignored. That warm summer when the haycocks like summer's breasts banged in the hot sun dressed his giddy fields. Each one curiously was a corner where I safely perched as we clip-clopped to the cobbled yard. I missed the man that was my father most. I missed them all. Why was I the chosen one to greet the spraying peace and cottage innocence? He would reach behind his gravelled mouth that held the morning's reading in the turtle field. Across the minefields of sense and legality and invade. His manky hands the crotch of an innocent boy. Were they the tickling fingers of a simpleton or the death graphic hoofs of boyhood? My older brother said he was a queer. I opened the gate each trip and swung on fierce axis through a multitude of headspin questions that I could not pilot. Who is the boy and where was the adult? Thank you. I just read just one here that was actually published in Revival.
called Goldstuff, G-O-Z-O, Goldstuff. It's an island off Malta. Goldstuff. It was I, Odysseus, their driver, I who played with their thoughts during the parting journey. Iced water and matched for my exaggerated methods, as far away now as Greece itself, and basking in the abundance of avoidance the three of us had borrowed from three generations earlier. Years later, I bammed on the red sand and listened to him yap nonsensically, still reading from his tattooed history given to him and indeed the rest of us. Hermes stood at the cave and waved an invitation at me. I simply didn't have the energy. Saliva painted the side of my jaw and I snored loudly with each breathing wave. Calypso, Calypso, take him for those years and bear him a child. Teach him to be happy. She by his side is no Penelope. Don't let him get away. Going to be on.
Just about the weekends and the violence that tends to come with a lot of weekends and the animal need that a lot of us have to be part of that violence. It's fuck or fight tonight. It's Friday night. Suicidal pleasures because you can't hammer out the kinks with lattes and lentils. Something has to die tonight to make it right. Brain cells burning, clock is ticking. Bloodshed is cracking knuckles in the shadows. A 40-hour week or a long losing streak, it's all gotta go. Right now, right here. It's fuck or fight tonight. Primal screaming, punchbag etiquette. Slamming shots into the pain of being poor and powerless against the machines that squeeze you, tease you, till you cease to exist. It's fuck or fight tonight. Grab that creaming pint and sink it. Sink it. Taste your blood. Not for the last time. Cracked tooth smiling, torn shirt, morning after epiphany. Monday is coming, no matter what you do, so do it again. Snatch a savage, reckless hour. It's fuck or fight tonight. Grab some pussy. Grab some cock, fist and hair, finger up the ass. This is our class.
Next up we have David Rooney.
Upon pondering a path to pre-Katrina-torn New Orleans. I'm an inch away from dissolving, but in that space the desert is wide. There's panic in the face of a culture that numbingly slides. I can't participate. And avoiding the wet road, a woman arguing points of the way, I choose a meandering heat. Passing dread with tambourine. Thank you.
Thanks for keeping it short. Thank you very much. Next up we have Davey. Davey? Hey, how's Davey, Davey? I can know what Davey is. He's
not
allowed
to He's actually there to sell, but I'm in your seat because some people were able to march the first day again, and they're the lyrics for our seat. And then we're not scanning anything on the world.
There you go.
I'm sorry for not having that. But I encourage them. We've been around for no more. But, yeah, this is the grunge team of 1970. So basically, this is it, and it's... It goes, I would like to match this morning, so I won't be alone. Watch the sea light present, soon that will be gone. I will stand with arms outstretched, pretend I'm free to roam. I will make my way through one more day in hell. How much difference does it make? I will hold the candle until it burns up my arm. I will keep taking punches until their will grows tired. I will stare at the sundown until my eyes go blind. I won't change direction, I won't change my mind. How much difference does it make? I will swallow poison until I grow immune. I will scream my lungs out until I feel the dream. Thank you.
Thanks very much. Next up, finally, We got her into the house. Tina Disco.
I was right there, Tom. This one's called Artist Exemption. I think it's self-explanatory. The last four lines, they're very beautiful, are not by me. They're by Thomas Hardy. We're artists, goddammit. Not robots, not sheep, not doctors, not lawyers, not statesmen, not priests. We're artists, goddammit. Not tyrants, nor traitors, nor butchers, nor baiters, nor soldiers, nor sailors. Not builders, not buyers, not gurus, not saints. Not bishops, not bankers, nor all of those wankers who don't understand they've just got one life to live. We're artists, goddammit. Just give us some space. A room of our own. Our paper, our paints, our pens and pianos. Our sunsets on fire. Just tiptoe out quietly and leave us alone. We're artists, goddammit. What else would you get? Your songs and your paintings, your plays and your poems, and movies and comics, and novels and stories. We're artists, goddammit. We work in the dark. We give what we can. Our doubt is our passion. Our passion is our task. And the rest is the madness of art. Robin mentioned Venice. And I was very, very lucky to do romantic Venice with a lover. And I wrote this the next morning when I came back from Venice in Westport. And it's called Rêve de Venise. Waking from a Venetian dream, I can still hear the soft, wet slap on the courtyard steps, while in the distance the tenor song echoes on the palazzo walls. Bouncing off narrow canyons of brick and marble and stone, carried by the turquoise flow to my open window. I see bridges suspended on sides, carried aloft on angel wings, watched by Madonnas with sad eyes, forever imprisoned in the decaying walls. They whisper silent prayers, flickering candle-lit, as shadows drift along the slow canals. Waking from a Venetian dream, I hear the cold splatter of the rain, drumming to the whistle of the west wind, and a chorus of birdsong in my garden, where no fig tree grows. I turn and touch you as you sleep, and kiss the warm marble of your cheek. You smile, still dreaming of the Grand Canal. Safe, I am home.
Next up we have Joe Hardy.
My rant against computers. Though I use them all the time. Emails are brilliant. Well, I wonder what Sean Reardon would have thought about computers. This is called White Mansion. We are in the White Room, the reverse of 84, which would be our doom. We can see everything, like never before, our eyes are king. Plastic buttons, screens, contaminate our lives, we are the go-between. Look down into the future, forget all the crimes, don't stay as you are. Down along the wires, no existing boundaries, but chains of silent things. In the white prison, no bars are brittle, and the mouth sings. Always in high seas, lifting every boat, but no one from the knees. There is no alchemy in these white mansions, but connections and the peace. My daughter was reading a book about a bomb in Enniskillen just before I came out tonight. So I just happened to write this a couple years ago. It's the second villainette tonight. Last words in Enniskillen. hold my hand before I go, then I know our love refused to feed my heart. God is good and we shall meet again. But now I know there has to be a plan, another place again where we can start. So hold my hand before I go. Then look for a purpose. There will not be one, like there is in beauty and in all art. And God is good and we shall meet again. I bear no ill will, but look around and scan the broken bodies and lives torn apart. Now hold my hand before I go. Then we will meet in heaven without pain. It's all gone now. I don't feel the dark. God is good and we shall meet again. You are my sweet lass, and there is no part for me to bear a grudge, so be alert and hold my hand before I go. Then God is good and we shall meet again.
Thank you, Bill. And next up, Patricia Walsh.
And this is a couple of poems I wrote quite years ago, and it's called It Is Like This. It is like this, sing me a song. Announce to the world beside that I killed you, not without a fight. There are times I didn't want to, but fate that would good hand would have none of it. You, the first item, I'm a beautiful list just had to go. The imaginary time since the twain has no harmony with the higher plane. No twine in the hierarchy, just a strangle of a cord. How I wish to save your sweet voice, pulling my voyage into craggy outliers, away from the world. Yet it could happen to other than them. I, the human, love my life in rocks. Struggling for survival, I had to take yours. I have pieced together your broken body, shattered with abandoned grief. Lying still in my mind the framework, recalling the church music, word for word, as was played at your funeral. Nothing can translate tears into their voice, rising and falling like chaos in a flash.
Thank you. Thank you.
Finally, we have Alan Cody.
Well, it feels like a real honour to finish a great, beautiful, beautiful night of poetry. I'm enjoying to get to that lovely poetry. I'm going to end the night with a fun point about my attempt to learn breakdance, and also maybe answering the question of, you know, why we're here instead of, you know, sitting at home watching television. So this is called Breakdancing Rhyme. A beautiful cup of tea for me, reflecting, digesting without a pause, on my failure to honour the breakdance call. Why did I start this at all? Head spins and windmills are not such a thrill as you would think when looking in. Perhaps I had too much time. I started before I discovered rhyme. But the deeper question remains, why do anything this strange? Why do anything at all? The truth is that the answer haunts me, addicted to the TV at 40, a hazy, lazy mind that restricts and convicts us to the easy chair of those who sit and stare, and boredom stiffens up their bum, and cheers to these people rarely come, and they can no longer have fun. Struck dumb in the face of youth, the truth, the awful appall, they've wasted their chance to learn and swirl about the truth. This is the shadow that dances over my mind, sometimes unkind. So until I find my mission here, I decide, I resolve to bend and rhyme and spend some time in the shade of my mind and spinning, spinning literally on and in my head. Good morning.